when Paradise resident Tanya Joy was faced with mourning the loss of her brother to suicide. She says she found herself getting lost and needed to find something to help her heal. Joy has always enjoyed staying active with a particular interest in road running, but she was able to find peace and strength when she veered off the pavement and onto the trails. VOCM's Jerry Lynn Mackey speaks with Joy about how the solace of the wilderness brought her back from adversity.
What put you on the path to trail running?
Honestly, initially my friends were doing a race in Clarenville, a Liminality endurance race, and they were like, you should just try it. And I'm like, I never trail ran before, I was just road running. So I registered for FAWN, and that was in June of 2019, and I loved it. I continued that for the rest of June and part of July, and then the big change in my life that came was losing my brother to suicide. And I just found the trails, I cry, to very comforting and peaceful and a lot of solitude and no judgment. It was like my space to do what I wanted and say what I wanted. And so I just continued on.
In doing that training and sort of finding that solitude and peace in your life, I mean, you found success as well.
October 2019, I ran the ECT 50. So it starts in Pooch Cove and finishes at Kitty Vitty. And when I crossed the finish line, I felt very happy and successful and just proud of myself. But I wanted more. I felt like I had more to give and more of a story to tell. And so then I registered for the 100K steep ultra in Corner Brook. And so I went out there in March and started training.
Running around the West Coast, getting used to the terrain.
I was getting used to the terrain. COVID happened, everything shut down. So I was like, I'm just going to go. And I needed time away. I was getting lost again. So when I went out there, and then I met some great friends over the time, and then I met my partner, David Sturge, and he's been a really big supporter for me. And then I trained, and Steve got canceled around 5 weeks before, and I made a choice.
Was that a letdown? Because you had been training.
It was a letdown, what I understood. I mean, everything was getting canceled, but it was really sad. But then I realized, like, I wasn't doing it just to race it. It was more of a purpose for me. So I just decided to run it on the same day the race was supposed to happen, September 5th, and I did the whole 100K by myself. I had some friends that jumped in on some parts.
And I say, how do you get through something that long? I mean, was it tiring?
I wasn't tired at all. I wasn't scared or nervous. I felt lucky to be here, to be able to do that. So, and I just trusted myself, and it was just time to myself on the trail. And I had friends, like I said, Karen Stacy and Gavin White. And then I had the kids in Steady Brook came out and supported me and their parents. It was really a community get-together, I found. And then now through it all, Georgia Ski World at the base of Marble Mountain reached out to me, Rebecca Pike, to be the run ambassador.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and so that's exciting because I just want to share this story that through trauma and loss, please find the good because... or a purpose that'll help you, because if you don't, you can get so pulled into that dark place so easily, and it's hard to find your way out.
How did you get the strength within you to pull yourself out of, like you said, you felt yourself getting lost?
I don't know, running the trails.
What is it about the trails that brings you that?
The sounds, like the ocean and just my feet hitting the roots and dodging the rocks and climbing the mountains, and there's no judgment. And it's just like, I feel my brother with me out there. It's just really spiritual.
By running, you found out where you were going. I mean, you've met a partner.
Yeah. I met somebody. And I'm very lucky. We're both outdoors, adventurous. And he's a ski coach. He loves skiing and stuff. But we get each other. And he really respects me and helps me. And I hope I do the same back to him. And my kids have been another reason to push, because I'm a mom. So when I brought them into the world, I'm responsible for them. No matter how old they are, they're 18, 20, and 26, but they look up to me still. And so if I can't do it for me, I have to do it for them, you know? And my brother wouldn't want me to live in sadness every day.
Those who've lost loved ones can't really mourn as a family together.
No.
Any advice?
If you lose someone to suicide, the mourning process is lonely. You get more distant from your family for some time because nobody understands what happened. So everybody gets lost. So So all I can say is find something that brings you joy, that brings you happiness or reason. And if it is just painting or like going for a walk or writing poems or journaling, it doesn't have to be like ultra marathon running. It could be anything. Just find it and find someone to talk to. Like, anybody can reach out to me. I'm on Facebook and Tanya Joy, and I'm on Instagram, or I would be willing and love to help anybody. And it doesn't matter what your trauma is or your sadness, because it's all the same. And it's hard. Life's hard. So we just gotta keep pushing no matter what. And that's what I try to do every day.
That was Paradise resident Tanya Joy speaking with VOCM's Jerry Lynn Mackey. Tanya found peace and strength when she veered off the pavement onto the trails, running 100 kilometers by herself after losing her brother to suicide, helping her heal. Some pretty powerful stuff there.